you hear me now?
Let me say the board up.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're going to do a radio show here as soon as we get the chance. Good. Good to know.
Let's pretend we're doing a radio show.
All right. So anyway, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we've got lots to discuss here, but we're going to put all that on hold because there's a special guest on the line here, somebody we've had in the studio as a co-host a number of times. Ademo is with us from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org. Fresh out of jail, Ademo, good evening.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate you taking the time.
Oh. You troublemaker, you.
Yeah, man, how dare you not carry government identification around on you at all times, day or night?
Well, actually, I had government ID on me for some reason that day, and normally I really don't carry it on me, but I needed to purchase a pack of cigarettes that day. I'm a smoker. And so I happen to have an ID on me, but I just chose not to give it to him. You know, I try to take a different approach with police officers in order for it to be educational and folks to see, you know, which ways work. And that day I just said, when the cop came out and said, "Do you have ID?" I said, "I don't talk to police." I went about chalking and finished it by a sentence. They said, "Give me your ID." And I said, I didn't say anything. I just walked away. And that's when he grabbed my arm and said I was under arrest and I fell to the ground.
It's absolutely just despicable what these people did on Saturday. For our listeners that are unaware, we reported in detail on Saturday night what happened in Manchester, and it was just horrible over the weekend, where eight liberty activists were arrested for, well, being outside the police station. I mean, really, that's all that was happening. I mean, some people were chalking, as though chalking is such a terrible thing.
Ademo, well, it's certainly a misdemeanor or a violation. It's a violent. It's against their
ticketable offense in Manchester.
Okay,
specifically,
this is where it was. But my question is, Ademo, did anybody get charged with chalking?
No, they call that criminal mischief. Actually,
they made crap up.
Charged with criminal mischief.
Yeah, you see, they have a charge, but they didn't like the charge. They want to be able to lock people up, and this isn't a lockable, upable offense. So they just make stuff up, and this is the problem. You know, cops just make the law up as they go.
That's right, and they usually get away with it. Now, Ademo, you are from CopBlock.org as well as Liberty on Tour, but Liberty on Tour is you and Pete and Bo. You're all traveling around New Hampshire. You previously traveled around the country a few times, meeting up with liberty-oriented folks and doing activism. And now you're focusing your efforts here in New Hampshire. And some people will make the mistake of calling this the Free State because the Free State Project has chosen New Hampshire. And that's the reason we're all here. We all moved here as part of the Free State Project. But it certainly isn't the Free State yet. Not even close. There's a lot of work to do, isn't there?
Exactly. I was actually, when I was in jail, had a conversation on the hour and 15 minutes that I was allowed out during my stay in jail. And one of the guys, the jailer, was a military man, former. And a baseball game had started, and they sang the national anthem, and he was like, "Home of the free," or "Home of the free," or "Land of the free," "Home of the brave," whatever. And I was like, "Yeah, so much so that I'm in here for chalking." And it started quite an interesting conversation. I mean, he thought he was libertarian, but he's still about the war, so still has some work to do. But yeah, exactly. You know, people say we're the freest country in the world, but you can still go to jail for using chalk on public property. You know?
Or more specifically,
it's a demonstrably untrue statement, too.
But more specifically, you really went to jail because you were non-cooperative, right? I mean, because how many people were out there that were chalking that didn't get arrested?
Sure, but they were fine with it for a while. They came, like a bunch of them came with paddy wagons. They kind of talked with us. I'm not sure how much of that footage got out, considering the police took several. I'm not even sure the number of people's cameras that were confiscated.
I heard it was six or seven people. Yeah,
exactly.
Cell phones and video cameras.
Right. So I think everybody who was chalking, because all those officers left, and then one officer, Sergeant Patty, came outside and he just started arresting people who were chalking that he could see, and that was Wes and myself.
Mm.
So everybody he could see, I guess, got arrested for that. And a funny thing is, you guys said how they made something up to charge me with the chalking is they arrested me, and they didn't know why. It took them 4 hours. I sat in a jail cell in the police station for 4 hours for them to look up all the laws and select criminal mischief as one, which clearly defines there needing to be damage. And I don't know how much damage chalk really causes, but
that's
just
nonsense.
Shows how much they're pulling at string.
Yeah, chances are very, very good that they have no intention of actually, they'll just drop this charge on you. They want to punish you today by throwing you in jail.
Right, and that they've been successful at. And also, they punished the activists not just by inconveniencing them, because most of the activists were released, and you weren't. I'd like to touch on why that is in a moment. But beyond inconveniencing them for the afternoon, they also inconvenienced them by removing their ability to communicate in many cases, by taking their cell phones, by removing their video camera from their possession, which essentially, you know, if you use your video camera for a living, for instance, it's an integral tool for you, Ademo. It's part of what you do with Liberty on Tour, is go around and record videos. So they've essentially taken away your tool that you use to do business. They're punishing you without a conviction.
Exactly. We're down one camera and a point and click at the moment, not to mention one of our members, Pete Ayer of LibertyOnTour.com, also had his cell phone taken. So, yes, they've limited our ability to connect and basically taken from our livelihood, which is creating these projects and running these websites, like you said, LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org.
Why is it that you were in for the entire weekend when other activists were released Saturday night?
Well, that's just it. I was not cooperative, and I wasn't playing their game when I was arrested. And then when we got in, you know, they were a little rough as always, and they had to drag me over to the booking counter. And I did go along with that part and gave them my name and let them take my fingerprints and stuff. And then I wasn't going to do bail or anything like that, but I was just kind of sitting. But then I heard other guys were getting released on summonses, so I thought I would get the same. But after meeting with the bail commissioner, he said that due to my career criminal rap sheet, mind you, I don't have any crime that ever had a victim or was there harm involved in another person or their property, but he said I'm a career criminal with a felony and no permanent address, considering my home is Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, and he found it quite funny that I didn't have a permanent address and asked me how I got mail and things, and I tried to remind him that it's 2011, there's this thing called email. But anyways, he said I was a flight risk and that since I was a career criminal, I needed to post $1,000 bail, at which time I pretty much laughed at him, said I should make a phone call, and that's when I called to let other activists know that Kate Ager, who was also arrested, wanted to be bailed out and that her bail was $540.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, when I was on the phone with Pete, I said, yeah, the bail commissioner thinks he can demand $1,000 from me because I'm a felon. A felony I got 10 years ago, mind you.
Yeah.
And I've already done my time and paid my debt to society or whatever.
So-called.
But he decided to hold it over my head to extort money from me,
yeah.
At which point I laughed on the phone, made a joke about it, and the bail commissioner said, well, I'll make it $5,000. I said, make it $10,000. I don't care. I'm not paying you.
Yeah.
I'm like, take me to jail. Like, whatever. This is just ridiculous.
So then this morning you went into an arraignment, and can you stick with us to tell more of the story?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com. You can go there and you can check out their videos. In fact, there's one posted about Saturday. I've been meaning to watch it. I just haven't had a chance yet. I haven't had a chance to see it. It's about 13 minutes long, and they always get some good footage, so probably worth a stop by over at LibertyOnTour.com. We've got other footage over at FreeKeen.com. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site, so if you've got a smartphone, you can go and get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Maybe you want some camping gear to go to Porkfest. ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tents, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned, members of the Better Business Bureau, so you can trust doing business with them. They've got manufacturers, all the major names, Crimson Trace, Furuno, K-Bar, Remington, Streamlight, Winchester, and more. Prices so low, some of them can't be advertised. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, once again, 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got a question for Ademo. He is one of the guys behind LibertyOnTour.com. We've had him on the show a number of times in the past and likely will into the future because I think that Ademo and Pete and now Bo, the third member, the new third member of the crew, I think that they're some of the best activists out there, hands down. I mean, as far as they're willing to get out there and they're willing to take a risk in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime, and that's something that I think is really, I think that's something impressive, is worth looking up to, worth emulating. Of course, not everybody can take those same risks. Not everybody's in the same position with as, you know, I guess, as much freedom or as few strings tying them down. Ademo, you are unique in that way, in that some people say to themselves, well, you know, I just feel like I can't do that. And that's okay, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely all right. I mean, I appreciate the kind words, Ian. It means a lot coming from you. But at the end of the day, we all play our role. I do have, you know, I don't have children, I'm not married, and I have a lot of things that aren't holding me down like some others, but the people that do have those, they make phone calls, they show support, they donate to our project, they buy our swag and other things, and, you know, we all play a role, and it's all important, and it all gets us closer to a voluntary society.
You know what I love, though, is when occasionally you will see somebody who's got a child come out and get their son or daughter involved in activism as well. So, for instance, you guys were chalking outside of the Manchester Police Department. I think it would be fun if we had enough sets of parents who were willing to take a little more risk, bring their kid out and have them chalk some hopscotch or, you know, draw some flowers on the ground out in front of the Manchester Police Department. And, you know, just see what happens then. Maybe you think they'll come out and demand ID for, oh, wait, no, they can't do that because kids don't have ID yet, not in this country, at least at this time.
They're working on it.
They have school IDs, I suppose, but generally young people aren't expected to have a government identification card on them.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we all went out to lunch, as it is customary after someone gets released from jail, and there was an individual there, I don't believe he wants to be named right now, who is saying about this, who does have younger children and is looking for other sympathetic folks in New Hampshire to do such at the Manchester Police Department. So we just might actually get to see that here in the near future. So I also agree, because that was one of the points I made today during my arraignment. I forgot the exact question the judge asked me, and it was probably before I made my plea, because I asked for a motion to dismiss all the charges, and I said, really what I'm worried about here is the children. How many hundreds of children in New Hampshire, you know, use chalk on public property, i.e. a school.
Right.
And, you know, when are they going to start being arrested? You know, we need to make this fight now. So just a little humor as I was using it in the court this afternoon or early morning, whatever time it really was, but trying to make the point.
What was the what was a robed man like or woman like this morning? How were you treated in the arraignment?
Well, I initially the state listed off its charges. Again, there's talking about the damage I caused to the building and less than $100, and I was like, well, it's probably less than a dollar considering this would just be removed at the next rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
But they went through it, and we said, how do you plea? And I said, well, I'd like all the charges to be dropped due to the constitutional rights that I have that were violated, my right to free speech, my right to peacefully protest on public property, my right to or from cruel and unusual punishment, considering none of these charges, though the resistings can, it's kind of sketchy. I don't know. I haven't looked into them yet. Might carry a year, but I highly doubt it would ever happen. Since I wouldn't face any jail time for these, and I've already done 2 days for this and hadn't been arraigned or anything like that, so I asked for that motion prior to pleading. He asked the state if they object. They said yes, and he said okay. They didn't even give a reason on what their objection was for. And hopefully, like you said, at libertyontour.com, we'll have some video of this later because Pete was filming in the audience. So
okay.
I then pled not guilty. The district attorney then made his argument for why I needed to post $1,000 bail. Again, he tried to bring up that I had pending charges in Keene, New Hampshire, which was completely false, and I said that at the time, and even a few people in the audience did, because there was about 20 to 30 activists who came out for Wes and I's arraignment this morning, which was awesome. It's just great to have that support here in New Hampshire. It's nothing like anywhere else. But he then made his argument that he corrected himself on that charge, that wasn't actually true, to which some of the activists asked him if he was going to be charged with perjury, but he then, his only substantial, I guess, in their mind, reason why I had to pay $1,000 is that I'm a felon, again, without an address.
Yeah.
The judge then asked me to make a statement. I said, I've never missed a court date. I find it hilarious that I was arrested for chalking such a peaceful act and that I have every intention to come back to my trial. And I don't think that, I said, I don't have the money, nor do I wish to pay it to this organization. So he could make his decision, and he decided to let me out on a personal reconnaissance signature bond, essentially. But if I don't show up to court on August 18th for my trial, I will be fined $1,000.
And you mentioned Wes, who is the other guy that's still in jail, and he's being held and actually transferred out here to the Keene area because if you don't show up to a trial, then they don't like that very much. And he had a situation where he made kind of a mistake, I think, in judgment and didn't show up for one of their arbitrary hearings or whatever that they called him for. And they find you eventually if you stick around.
Yeah, I was the one that posted bail for him.
Yeah, so if you stick around, they find you, and they found him. And so now he's in without bail. There is a bail, but as of yet it has not been paid.
Yeah, there is a bail. He can pay $1,000. Wes does want to be let out, but, you know, we do understand that some people, you know, might not. He has bailed before on bail, so there is a chipping going on. You can check out my Facebook page or libertyontour.com's And if people want to assist with that, that's awesome. And if we do not reach the $1,000, we will put it in as commissary because they really don't take care of you very well. And Wes, in my mind, is a good activist and also didn't deserve to be caged that day.
Ademo, my understanding is I heard something about $140 to raise. Is this for a bail bondsman?
I don't know what that number is.
That's
I know
what it sounded
$1,040
like.
To get him out because of the $40 to something.
Yeah.
But $140 would be right if there was a bail bondsman because they normally do about 10%. So that could be a correct number. I haven't seen that myself.
So I guess the tour continues. LibertyOnTour.com. What's next for you guys?
Well, right now we're behind schedule. We're supposed to be on the seacoast over there. And anybody who wants to know about the Free State Friendship Tour can go to LibertyOnTour.com/Free State Tour. And so we're going to hang out actually in Manchester one more night. We think it's possible the Manchester police will copy our footage and give us back our actual property tomorrow. So like you said earlier, our cameras are a very important aspect to our tour.
Yeah.
So we're going to hang out here a little longer, try to get that.
Are you going to Dave Ridley's protest, RidleyReport.com? He's protesting apparently at the city council meeting today, tonight, with a gag in his mouth.
I did not know that. I thought it was tomorrow, but if it's coming out tonight, we'll most likely be there.
Oh, I apologize. Maybe it isn't tonight. Maybe it is tomorrow, but you may want to double-check that. But that sounds like it's going to be very interesting. Dave's going to be there at that city council meeting with a gag in his mouth, I guess out by the entrance, so everybody coming in can see him, and he'll be standing there silently because they've gagged the media. They've stolen 6 or 7 video cameras from people. It's outrageous. Thanks to Damo for coming on tonight. Always appreciate it.
LibertyOnTour.com.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom T was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom T is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom T also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and we are 2 weeks away from the very first broadcast live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Coming up in 2 weeks, the 20th through the 26th of this month, porkfest.com is where you can go to get registered. We're going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and maybe you will too, because hundreds, maybe even over 1,000 like-minded liberty-oriented people will be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I believe there are a solid 600-plus that are registered, from what I understand, somewhere thereabouts.
I think it's more than that, yeah.
And they're expecting a lot more because it's still not too late to get signed up. And also, people may just show up that weekend without
bothering to register. They always do. From what I understand, they get hundreds more.
Right, because there's the paranoid crowd that doesn't want to have their name on any list whatsoever.
Sure.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I imagine there's probably a lot of libertarians that don't use credit cards and things.
That could be the case as well.
Or PayPal.
Yeah. So
there's various ways to pay online.
Exactly. So go to porkfest.com, get registered. You can do it for $30, but you can also save 20% if you use our discount code. The discount code is FreeTalkLive. All run together as one word, FreeTalkLive, for 20% off the registration fee. And Porkfest has something for everyone that loves liberty. You can get involved in family fun activities. There are going to be all kinds of, you know, adult parties, free keen karaoke, the soapbox idol, humans versus zombies, some sort of a game that's being played.
Some kind of hunter game.
Yeah, I believe they're going to have a dunk tank as well, which should be a lot of fun. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I hear Jason Osborne's going to have something special for everybody that's a Free Talk Live. Am I allowed to talk about
this? Yes, I've got a copy for that.
Okay, good. So apparently everybody who's a Free Talk Live amplifier in attendance will get something special from Jason Osborne and SACL CAI. I don't know what that is. I have not been informed of this. However, it sounds good. I know.
We'll see.
1 year, Jason brought some really cool Porkfest mugs and gave them out to just pretty much anybody, I think. And yeah, those were awesome.
Yeah,
I still have that.
The intention was supposed to be amplifiers, but they didn't quite work out.
Yeah.
That's cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I'm going to be on I'll be on the 2 weeks from now show, probably.
Excellent.
So.
Yeah, so we'll be getting up there the very start of it. It's the 20th through the 26th. Go get registered, porkfest.com. Ademo, who we just spoke with from Liberty on Tour, he is going to be in attendance. Pete and Bo, the other guys from Liberty on Tour, a number of the Liberty personalities that you hear on this program, and all kinds of people you've never heard of are going to be there as well. And that doesn't mean that they're not any less interesting than anyone else. There's all kinds of folks in this movement, and they all have a story to tell and experiences, and it'll be a valuable time. You won't regret going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Whether you can make it up for the whole week, or maybe you can only make it for kind of a weekend excursion, definitely mark your calendar. Go to porkfest.com. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything. Other news, over the weekend, we had the D.C. dance party go down, and it went very well. In contrast to the police state crackdown in Manchester, the D.C. dance party went pretty well. I don't believe anyone was actually arrested at the D.C. dance party, at least according to Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. There were no known arrests, and there were hundreds of people who had gathered at the Jefferson Memorial to dance. However, not everybody was in agreement that it was as successful as perhaps I might have thought that it was. I for one, think that just having hundreds of people show up to support civil disobedience and dozens of people actually engage in civil disobedience, because over 50 people, Jason said it was like 40 or 50 people dancing, but I don't know. I looked at that video of the people dancing around the Jefferson Memorial, and
40
I,
or 50 people is a lot of people.
That's lowballing that number.
It looked bigger to me.
It looked like 100 people to me. I would say that is a lowball estimate. Did you see the video?
I did.
And do you think
it was, of it. I don't know. I mean, it seems low, but I've never. It doesn't matter to me how many people show up, as long as it looks full. And it looked full.
Absolutely. But as far as the actual dancers, the people that were going around the memorial itself, it seems like a fairly large space in there, and it was just a constant flow of people.
I don't think it even matters how many people go and dance, because it matters how many supporters they have. The cops
matters how many people dance, because
the cops are concerned with sort of numbers, and They're not just counting dancers.
It's definitely big enough, is what I would say. You know, like Ian said earlier in a previous show, that having numbers helps, you know, in terms of how likely you are to get harassed and how likely you are to get people are to get arrested.
Right, sure.
And I think they had enough.
Yeah, so here's one of the critics who actually had something to say about this. It's our very own JJ, who's on Thursday nights on this program. He says on his Facebook post here, "I commend the spirit of civil disobedience displayed at Thomas Jefferson's memorial today. I know it takes courage to confront the state and stand up for what you believe in. I do, however, take issue with calling it a victory and all the disillusionment around the perceived win. The facts state that the dance party was shut down and all people were cleared from the memorial. When a house party gets shut down by the cops, no one claims that that's a victory. When a concert is ended due to police folks aren't running around in the streets and cheering about it. Just as well, all the congratulations going to law enforcement are only minimally deserved. They didn't arrest you, but they did force you out of the memorial. They deserve kudos for not beating anyone, but that's about it. Tyrants ought not to be honored, no matter how gentle their fists are. If they wanted to make a point, they would have stayed inside the memorial and gotten arrested. This seemed more like a glorified publicity stunt. My two cents."
Well, you know, okay, so I don't think that there's anything entirely wrong with what he said.
So you're saying you don't... Well, he's saying it's not a victory.
Well, but I think that I think he's being harsh.
Yeah.
And here's the reason is...
I agree.
The next time when they have one of these things, this, you know, they have another one. And the
Are
same
they?
Amount of people, I don't know what
okay.
they're having.
I'm sorry, I hadn't heard that.
If they do that again, then this happens again. The cops are like, "God, really? I got to go out on dirty hippie patrol again and push people out of the Jefferson Memorial. I didn't get to kick anybody in the groin. I didn't get to do anything." You know, this there's no win here for the police. So when you have even...
I think it's
there's a lot more of us, and so a war of attrition with them is something that we can afford if no one gets arrested. It's just a Saturday afternoon dancing, and a lot of people are up for that.
What it shows is kind of a peaceful standing of ground. And that's what they keep coming back. They keep dancing despite they're not letting the police discourage them from doing it. And if anything, it looks like it's the discouragement is going the other way. That is a win. That is a win.
Make them do it. You make them come out. And that's what civil disobedience is about. You make the cops come out. You make them look like violent thugs, and they're pushing everybody out of there. You don't have to get arrested.
Exactly. You do not have to. I agree. You don't have to get arrested for it to be effective civil disobedience. I think that sometimes you can just wear them down. You know, if you don't let them discourage you from what it is, whatever it is they're trying to make you stop doing, until they finally just give in and say it's not worth it anymore. If you get enough numbers to do that, and, you know, if you have to stop right before they start arresting people, fine. Then come back later. You know, there's a tactic there that could be very effective.
Okay, so if they don't come back, let's say this is the last dance party. They don't come back. They just say, all right, that's it. We've had it. We've made our statement. It's over. Would it then be as less of a victory?
I think it looks more like a stalemate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it'd be better if they come back.
That's the thing about civil disobedience, is trying to get the crowds there, getting people motivated to be there. Because if you're just one guy who shows up, if Eddie or Adam Kokesh just show up on Saturday and the two of them dance in front of the Jefferson Memorial, I don't think anybody's going to even pay attention to them. You know, there will be no victory. They need to have more people out there, mm-hmm. to the point that the cops just do nothing.
So we've yet to hear what's actually going to go down, whether there will be another dance party this coming weekend. I know that there was, I think Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, he had gone down there thanks to these supporters of the CD Evolution Fund, and I know that he's expected back in New Hampshire at some point this week. So there's no word yet that I'm aware of as far as them actually continuing this. In which case, I agree with you. I would like to see round four. There have been three rounds. There's been the one in 2008 that kicked it all off, and then the one over a week ago, and then the one this past weekend, which was just incredibly successful. If they do one more and hold the Rotunda for longer, which kind of brings me to a point I wanted to make. If this is a failure in some people's minds, if the fact that the police forced them out, forced everybody out of the memorial, closed the memorial in the middle of the day, and that people went along with that, if that fact is what you're relying on to say this was a failure, then would you be saying it was a success if they had come in, danced for 10 minutes, and left? Because they danced for a solid 15 minutes at least, maybe 20, before the police started coming in and closing down the memorial. So how long do you have to hold the memorial with dancing before you can say, we've won, let's go home? 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What are your thoughts?
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day men's 50 plus advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day men's 50 plus advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing because something unusual has happened here at ofthefield.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing Free Food Now on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at ofthefield.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark. Dale is here courtesy of his radio show, which is Prometheus Unchained. And you can download it over at flamingfreedom.com. Once again, that's flamingfreedom.com. It is an LGBT-oriented, liberty-based talk program.
Right.
That'd be fair to say. And you guys have a lot of fun with that every week, so people should definitely check it out.
Not safe for work.
Sometimes it gets a little on the border. But
they do have Neil in there as a co-host.
I have to rein him in sometimes.
Yeah. Anytime Neil's around, you got to look out. But it's good stuff. So go to flamingfreedom.com. And I love that it's on Sunday mornings, right in time for church to get out. I think it's the perfect counter-programming to what's typically on talk radio.
You know, I never even thought of that, but the timing is such that just as people are getting out of church.
You usually are leaving Quaker meeting to go.
I leave Quaker meeting, which is my church, effectively, and then go straight to doing a big gay radio show. So, yeah.
I just envisioned, some family getting in their car after church, flipping on the radio and tuning into to your program on a handful of pirate radio / community radio stations that carry it. So anyway, go to flamingfreedom.com for more of Dale. 800-259-9231. Talking about some of the critics around what happened in D.C. this weekend. Not everybody viewed it as a success. From my perspective, it was absolutely a success. I didn't expect that many people to show up. Period. I was really blown away by how many folks came out and participated in this mass act of civil disobedience. I mean, civil disobedience to me is exciting when one person does it, when one person finds the courage to go and put their freedom on the line for the purpose of standing up for their beliefs and for the purpose, hopefully, of increasing freedom for everybody in the long run. When somebody finds the courage to do that and exercises it, that to me it's inspirational when a single individual does it. And it's people like the individuals like Lauren Canario or Gandhi or some of these other individuals in the past that have inspired a lot of folks. And sometimes they were alone, sometimes they weren't. But when there's more than one person, it really starts to get exciting because then you've got a movement. Now you don't just have the lone, crazy, civilly disobedient person anymore. You've got a whole bunch of people, and it makes a difference when you've got numbers on your side. It changes the entire equation. The whole situation is completely transformed, especially if you reach the number of people to where you can outnumber the police. That's really one of the more critical numbers to reach is, well, how many of them are there? And how many of you are there? Well, if there's more of you than there are of them, you are in a real good position at that point. And that's what happened this weekend is there were far more people at the D.C. Memorial than there were the police. And the police didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. That's why it took them 15 or 20 minutes, to actually, I think, figure it out. Some people said that apparently they were setting up barricades, so maybe it took them that long to set up the barricades. But nonetheless, the people were allowed to, the people that attended and danced were allowed to dance and without any kind of a crackdown for 15 or 20 minutes straight. And I believe that Kokesh was saying, all right, well, let's do one more lap and then call it a day. And it was sometime thereafter that I started to notice on the video that the police were kind of closing in. So at what point do you have to end your civil disobedience before you can call it a win? Do they have to sit there, for all those who are critiquing them, do they have to dance for 4 hours straight before they can say, okay,
we finally won? Dance marathon, right, at the Jefferson Memorial.
Well, how long is it? For those that are critiquing them and saying this was a lose because eventually the police came in and forced everyone out and shut down the entire memorial, how long would they have had to have danced for you to feel like it was a success? Was it an hour?
This is progress, and I can't call it anything but success.
Absolutely right. So I just thought it was important to address the critics out here. And J.J. wasn't the only critic, and maybe we can get him to expound on Thursday, but I don't want to lose the freshness of the event. There's also another, critique here from the Washington Post. Now, the Washington Post is going to go even further. Like, J.J.'s from our perspective. He can acknowledge that this was a big event for a lot of people, and this made a difference. And the personal win, I think, is also something that needs to be acknowledged when each individual comes out and does civil disobedience. It's a success, period. Whether or not the police crack down or how hard they crack down is not an issue. Anyone doing civil disobedience and non-cooperation is a success in my book because it's a personal win. But the Washington Post, of course, doesn't see it that way, and they don't understand our perspective on any of this. So here's what they had to say. One of their, again, it's editorial, so it's the entire board. This is the entire board, the opinion of the board of the Washington Post about the D.C. dance party. Subtitled, Dancing at a National Memorial Isn't Civil Disobedience.
No, that's just not, it's just not civil disobedience.
Well, I mean, that kind of caught me by surprise, considering that there was a man in a robe who ruled that dancing in the park was prohibited. So,
and just recently, just before that, a person was taken down, cuffed, and slammed into the ground over dancing.
Right.
At that memorial.
So it seems to me like if you're doing something that's illegal and you're announcing it in advance,
and that they've demonstrated they were going to enforce the illegality of it,
whether they enforce it or not,
for a moral purpose, and it seems to me that they are.
Yeah, whether they enforce it or not is not the issue. The issue is it's claimed to be illegal, and so therefore they're doing it in public, and they're doing it, they're announcing it in advance, they're promoting it. It's civil disobedience. By those factors, it is civil disobedience. To me, there's not even a question, but the Post, let's see what they have to say. There is another dance party at TJ's on Saturday. If it goes anything like previous ones, it will not be pretty, and that won't be the fault of the U.S. Park Police. The TJ in question is Thomas Jefferson, and the party is to convene at the Jefferson Memorial. Anyone is free to polka on the steps of the memorial or the surrounding property, but dancing is forbidden inside the memorial. They go into some history, and they talk about Mary Oberwetter, who was arrested in 2008 when she and a number of friends, including our friend Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, came to the park at around midnight and silently danced inside the memorial. They warned her that she could be arrested, citing a regulation that bars picketing, speech-making, marching, holding vigils, or religious services, and all other like forms of conduct that has the effect, intent, or propensity to draw a crowd or onlookers.
But I don't think, as my understanding of the situation, I could be mistaken, I wasn't there, but my understanding is she didn't continue to dance.
She questioned them.
She asked them questions. So she said, if according to this, and I don't believe them, that, well, you could be arrested. Well, she didn't dance anymore. Why'd they arrest her?
Maybe they were going to claim that she was trying to still draw a crowd by questioning them. Like, by, you know, creating a scene. You're making a scene, little lady.
Right. This isn't about dancing.
Even though they
did. This is about disobeying some jackball who's got himself some little silly tin badge and believes that it has given him, reign supreme over some section of turf.
She
just
sued
a gang member.
She sued the park police. Oberwetter was arrested for interfering with an agency function, which is another way of saying that you got in our way and we don't like it when you do anything to prevent us from doing whatever the hell we want to, like ask questions and be pest. So we're going to arrest you for it. Obstructing government administration is what they call that up here. I've been charged with that before.
What gets me is when they say anything that's likely to draw a crowd, but that's... that's the whole point of speech in the first place. What they're saying is your speech can't actually be effective.
Right, well, you can't be interesting.
If it's interesting, if it draws attention, if it gets people thinking, if it makes people curious about what you're talking about, then those are all the things that you normally use to judge good speech, effective speech, and their law is basically saying it can't be effective.
No, they're
as
just,
long as no one's paying any attention to you, it's fine. You can say what you want.
Well, I don't know if very many people were paying attention to them dancing that night. It's whether or not they think someone would. So just you going and speaking before they even hear what you're saying, they're probably going to target you, regardless of what it is you're saying. So clearly they're just saying you don't have a freedom of speech here, period. is the First Amendment and does not apply within the rotunda of the Thomas Jefferson Memorial or any other monument in D.C.
Watch them. They'll make a free speech zone
now,
somewhere in
they
a...
They did, like, outside of the rotunda. Yeah.
Now, I tend to understand where they're coming from when they say this, because you couldn't have, say, a church service held in the rotunda there in the underneath the Jefferson Memorial. I get that because because we have the problem of government property involved here. But that doesn't change that this is civil disobedience. Whether or not I understand the point that the judge made doesn't mean that this isn't civil disobedience.
On May 17th, and then they go on to say that the court, the appeals court for the D.C. Circuit, sensibly rebuffed Ms. Oberwetter's claims, holding that the memorial had been created and maintained as a commemorative site, and the government was under no obligation to open it up as a stage for the roving dance troops of the world, even those celebrating Mr. Jefferson. And that, by the way, was a quote. The roving dance troops of the world. One of the judges wrote that part. Doing so would infringe on the ability, according to the Post, and rights of all visitors to enjoy the memorial in relative peace.
But they shut down the memorial.
Yeah.
Twice now.
They impeded people's ability
every
to enjoy
time.
The memorial.
Every time. You know, like, these people would dance their dance and go home.
Right. There was one video where the guards, again, they had police out with their, you know, their billy clubs and we're going to beat the crowd's helmets. And somebody with a video camera was standing there kind of on the front lines after everybody had been pushed out. And he said, so how long are you guys going to stand there? I mean, we've been here 15 minutes. You've had this thing closed for 15 minutes. How long are you going to close this thing? Of course, they had no answer. Hour 2 is coming up next. You can take control at 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.